Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rita Bacuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado with Lead Your Life, Lead Your Finances. And we're super excited today to bring a special guest. You know, we're all about helping women lead their finances and just sharing other women who have done it successfully so that we can all move forward together. Right, Jen?
That's correct. And I'm really excited that we, one of our speakers, she shared our mission about creating a strong financial foundation for women and help them acquire financial knowledge, financial literacy, and helping each other. So her name is Aaliyah Udd. And she's an expert in investing in real estate, specifically on self-storage. Aaliyah, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. Okay, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're on and now. So, Aaliyah, you know, share a little bit with us about your story, why you got started in real estate investing.
Well, a long time ago, I remember, you know, my parents, they had an extra property, and that helped sustain us through just kind of the ups and downs in the economy. And I knew that at some point, real estate would be part of my life. I had no idea at the time just really how much it would be a full-time thing, but I knew that it would be part of my life. And as I got older and got into the workforce and started working full-time jobs, in particular, I was working for a nonprofit for almost 10 years, I knew that working a job was not the way to financial freedom. And so I started investing on the side, and it's just continued to grow from there, from a part-time thing to a full-time venture, and then now into commercial real estate, which I'll share more about today.
Wonderful.
That's amazing, Aaliyah. Aaliyah, I'm a fan of yours about learning on self-storage units, and I know that some of the women out there want to learn more about it. Would you share with us some ideas or some steps on or tips on investing in self-storage?
Sure. I'd be happy to. So our niche is investing in self-storage properties. Specifically, we look for properties that are lower occupancy in markets where the other competition is full. And we like to find properties, let's say, that have marketing or management challenges that are easy to correct. For example, a lot of the people that we're buying from are retiring, and perhaps they've owned the property for 30, 40 years, but they didn't keep up with the internet as a marketing tool. And that's such a powerful tool nowadays with technology and the internet. It's one of the fastest growing areas in this niche, as well as I'm sure other niches. But that's how people find you if they're a tenant. So we like to buy properties that have those marketing or management challenges that are very easy to correct. And then we come in with our systems and our team, and we really build that property back up to full occupancy again. And there's a number of reasons why I really like the niche of self-storage in particular. Having started with residential properties and having rentals and flips were very, very time consuming. They could be very costly. And at the end of the day, you could end up owing the bank or your money partners more money than you actually make for all that time and effort. So that was one thing that I quickly crossed off the list in my adventures in real estate investing. The same thing goes for residential properties. I had had a small number of residential units that I was renting out to homes or families. But when you lose a tenant, that's 100% of your occupancy if you have a single family rental. Likewise, you could have many, many challenges with that sort of tenant. And with a self-storage property, your tenants are really the boxes and the appliances and all the junk that people put into a storage unit. They come in the first day that they're renting the unit, and they walk away for months, sometimes even years on end, without ever coming back on your property. So you really have a low hassle, minimal interaction or I should say even negative interaction with tenants potentially. When you have a tenant move out, there's no need to repaint, recarpet. The headaches along with tenant turnover can literally take minutes. You could walk in with a broom, you sweep it out, and now you're ready for the next tenant to move in versus potentially having to remodel your home if your tenant did damage. So those are two reasons why I really like the self-storage industry. There are many, many other reasons, including lower liability. If you have a delinquent tenant, you can just put a lock on the unit and lock them out. You cannot do that if somebody is living in a home. That would be setting you up for some legal challenges. And so, again, you have a multi-tenant property. You could have 200, 300, 400 cash-flowing units. And really, your interaction is with one or two people, and those are your property managers. So this isn't even something that you have to handhold and manage on a day-to-day basis. You hire a small team to work on your property, and they take care of all that for you. So we just love it.
Awesome. So what you're saying is that you're investing real estate in self-storage because it's easy to manage the tenants. You don't have the headaches of someone calling you to change a toilet at 2 in the morning. And one of the things that you recommend is to look for opportunities, or one of the tips to look for opportunities that the self-storage has not been well managed and there's some opportunities for growing. Did I catch that right?
Yes, exactly. We also look for opportunities to add additional value. So maybe we find a property that's already 70% occupied and it might have a website. We'll go in and we'll find other ways to boost the value of that property by bringing in things like a U-Haul partnership. So with U-Haul, you have these bright orange trucks and signs out in front that people know and recognize. Suddenly, your property is getting more attention, not only from the street, but you're also being featured on the U-Haul website. So that's one thing that we bring in as a leverage point if it's not already on the property as far as the trucks and the U-Haul relationship. Other ways that we can boost value is by adding a little bit of retail in the office area, such as selling locks and boxes. That's another way to add value. If you have extra room on the property to expand the office, you might even be able to rent the office out separately to a different tenant. So every property that we buy, we look at the opportunity to increase the occupancy, increase the rates that we're charging tenants potentially if they're below market rate, and then looking for value adds from U-Haul and from a number of other things that could increase both the cash flow and then, of course, the overall value of the property.
Wow, Aaliyah, those are real golden nuggets. I appreciate you sharing that. So what's exciting on the horizon that you have going on that you want to share with women today, you know, to support them, programs, events, what's coming up?
Well, we have a self-storage workshop coming up May 12th and 13th. That's just before Mother's Day on Friday and Saturday. So anyone who wants to come out to sunny San Diego will be having that event held down in Mission Bay. It's going to be a fun, beautiful event. And what's a little bit more unique about our training is we infuse our training with games. We make it fun and we make it memorable. So by playing games, you're actually interacting with us in a way that you're purchasing properties. You're doing deal evaluations, you're making decisions, just as if you were buying or owning that property. It really puts your feet to the fire and your whole beingness in the game of owning a real estate property, specific self-storage.
And how can they find you or find out about this?
Our website is investorsinaction.com, and if you just put a /workshop, they can find details about that event. Of course, they could always go to our website and learn more about what we do and the training that we provide. We do have some study-at-home kits, and we will be eventually releasing an online version of our workshop. So that will be available as well in our Learn section of investorsinaction.com. But again, for the audience, there's going to be a link on your website that they can click on to get more details on the workshop itself.
Awesome.
So exciting. All right. Well, thank you so much, Aaliyah. We really appreciate you sharing that wisdom and knowledge with us and all our followers. And this is Jennifer Maldonado and Rita Bacuzzi.
And Lead Your Life, Lead Your Finances.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.